there's a rare bit of good news for some farmers today. No, it is not drought-breaking rain. It's a decision from the federal court to strike out part of the government's so-called backpacker tax. Farmers dependent on imported seasonal labour never liked the tax, and now it seems some holiday workers won't have to pay it. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon in Canberra.
Farmers who never liked the backpacker tax in the first place aren't exactly celebrating its partial demise today.
It's just more of the government making errors that, you know, the small businesses and the farmers have to compensate for.
That's Emma Germano, a vegetable grower and board member of the Victorian Farmers Federation, which opposed the tax because of its effect on the supply of seasonal workers to pick produce.
We were saying don't tax these people more. We don't want to see them taxed. We struggle to get people on farms as it is.
And she says the government should have seen today's decision from the federal court coming.
To be honest, I would have anticipated that the result would have been as it has been today, which is to say there's an agreement between the countries that you can't disproportionately tax, the residents of another country. It seemed fairly straightforward, and the judgment has reflected that.
Australia has tax treaties with some 40 countries, which prevents it from taxing their citizens differently to Australians. The court decision centres on the case of Catherine Addy, a Brit who lived in Sydney in 2015 and did waitressing work under a working holiday visa. She paid the backpacker tax on top of the income tax she and her fellow Australian co-workers paid, which says the court breached the treaty Australia has with Britain. At issue was whether or not she was considered a resident. The tax office says even after today's decision, it can still apply the tax to non-residents who are here on short-term working visas. For business owners like Emma Germano, the court decision's something that's going to take up even more of her time.
It'll be really interesting to see the administrative changes now that have to happen in businesses that are used to now, again, you know, taxing the backpackers at 15% and having to register with the ATO to employ them to tax them that amount in the first place. So, what a waste of time and energy.
But she's hoping the decision will help attract more workers onto farms.
Hopefully it'll say to them that, you know, even if the politicians get it wrong, the courts will get it right eventually for you. So, you know, that it's advantaged the workers from that perspective.
The tax office says it's considering whether to appeal the decision. A statement from Assistant Treasurer Michael Sukar says the government's awaiting the finalisation of any legal process before considering if any policy response is needed. But Shadow Agriculture Minister Joel Fitzgibbon says the whole process has been a debacle.
It means more chaos for the Morrison government today.
He too says the government should have done its homework about whether it was legally able to apply the tax, given those treaties it has with other countries.
The government introduced this revenue grab without any consultation with industry stakeholders and, of course, without any country-to-country consultation. And that's just the normal work for any government. But this is a chaotic and dysfunctional and divided government.
The Shadow Agriculture Minister, Joel Fitzgibbon, our reporter there, Tom Eagledon.